It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Raphael Enehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Raphaela with this week's pick.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The documentary, The Gift, The Journey of Johnny Cash, traces the musician's epic career. We hear interviews with Cash, originally recorded for his autobiography. Here, he describes his first recording at Sun Records, striving to find a new sound.
With everything coming out the same, the arrangements were so predictable, and I didn't want to sound like anybody else.
I put paper in the strings of my guitar to get that sound.
And the beat that was so bare and sparse, it sounded like a train with two wheels gone.
Cash was a natural performer, but the lifestyle came at the cost of addiction and separation from his family. He was haunted by demons.
There are a lot of memories that I have purged and discarded and promised to never bring them back up again.
Filmmaker Tom Zimney puts an emphasis on Cash's 1968 album, At Folsom Prison.
Last time I was here, I had a drink of water. And I don't know what the hell it run off of. I think it must have run off of Luther's boots or something.
Bruce Springsteen reflects on what compelled Cash to perform live in front of prisoners.
Most successful artists, there's always a little bit of the messianic complex stuck in here. It might be just a result of being incredibly fortunate and put in a position of some power, an element of survivor's guilt. Not only were you saved, but you can save others, you know.
In the voice of Johnny Cash, we hear not only his redemption, but the possibility of our own. The Gift, The Journey of Johnny Cash, opens this weekend at Cinema Village and comes to YouTube in November. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.